Let's bring in Pat Pagano right now and get the details about what's going on, what might go on, and who knows. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it's not an easy situation. We have a coastal storm that's just south of Long Island that will move up along the eastern New England coast. That's punch number one. Punch number two is an upper air disturbance, which is associated with cold Arctic air that's going to literally dive down from the Great Lakes and into New York and Pennsylvania. That's punch number two. Now, that will infuse the coastal low so that it will become even stronger tonight and into tomorrow as it moves up into the Canadian Maritimes and, of course, produces more in the way of wind. But it is this upper air disturbance that comes in late today and into this evening that will probably cause a burst of snow across the region. I would not doubt, I told this to Marshall off the air earlier, if there's some lightning and thunder with this, which we refer to as thunder snows because of the energy involved. And when you get bands and bursts of snow like this, it's easy to drop 1 to 2 inches in an hour. So I don't know if 6 inches in our area is legit, but I could definitely think on the order of 1 to maybe 3 inches. The Berkshires may get a little bit more. And as you go, you know, further north into the Adirondacks, they're going to wind up with, I would say, at least a foot of snow. Some places from the Adirondacks, the Green and White Mountains, will get about 20 inches of snow out of this. And the other interesting thing is that any snow we get today, this afternoon, will be wet. But the snow you get tonight, especially in the higher elevations, will become drier. So it won't be as wet, and it should be a more of a drier snow or fluffier snow as the temperatures drop to below freezing. So that's today and tonight. Tomorrow is just going to be blustery with sun and clouds with a passing flurry. And best chance of that is in the morning, low 40s. Sunday greatly improved. Sunny and breezy, 60. It clouds up with some rain on Monday and a high of 50. There's still this little inkling that the next cold front on Monday could team up with a low from the Ohio Valley and give us a little of a wintry mix. But right now the computers are saying no to that. So let's see what happens. The two Anthonys will be watching that over the weekend.
All right, so we've got an interesting – so we're fine through the bulk of the day today.
To the bulk of the day, yeah. I mean, if there's going to be any changeover to an accumulation, it probably won't happen until after 3 o'clock.
All right. So we watch that. What a wild – once again, the unpredictable winter continues. Now, Pat O'Connell, who's just south of us on Route 22, we're down in New York.
Right.
The further south you go, the less snow you're going to expect, right?
That is correct.
All right. So, Pat, I don't think you have to worry about it. Pat's got a busy weekend. He's got to move some people. He's got to do some work this afternoon, move people tomorrow and stuff like that. So he should be okay.
Yeah, he should be okay.
But it's going to be windy now, right?
Right. Well, that was just the other thing I was just going to say. It is going to be windy.
All right. Pat, so it's going to be windy. So I hope the wind's at your back, as a fine Irishman would say. Yeah, because
right.
You don't want the wind in your face.
Right. Overall, though, again, now let's go back, folks. Let's go back to March 6th, when the new American computer model for the 21st said a big storm.
Yep.
When you think about it, it was only off a day.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah. And the old American model did not have it. So considering it's not bad. Now, this model, the new model, is also the one that's forecasting a chance of a wintry mix for Monday night. No other model's doing that.
Now, what do the other models say for today, like the Euro and the old American model?
They're not really giving us much at all. I mean, they give us rain, and at the tail end, they give us a little snow, but nothing in the way of an accumulation. I think the Euro gave us a quarter inch.
So we necessarily shouldn't worry about this winter weather advisory of 2 to 6 inches, but some places in our listening area might get anywhere from 2 to 3 inches, and some to the northern areas and northwest might get that 6 inches.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the problem is, again, you know as well as I do, people hear 2 to 6, they immediately drop to 2.
And go right to 6, yeah.
And go right to 6. And there's a reason why, you know, all of us give ranges, because we're trying to tell folks, this is the minimum we expect, this is the maximum we expect. So it should fall somewhere in between there. And I mean, if it turns out tomorrow that the most of the area got 2 to 3 inches, it was still a correct forecast.
Yeah.
Because even though nobody got 6, it was still somewhere between 2 and 6.
Hmm.
You know, closer to 2, but nevertheless, in a situation like this, I think I'd have to cover myself too, although I don't think our listening area will see 6. So I'm thinking max for us would be 3. And again, remember, folks, we had rain. Temperatures are above freezing. So that snow's got to come down real hard to accumulate on roads. I mean, you know, 2 to 6 inches on a lawn is a lot different from 2 to 6 inches on a highway.
All right. Well, I just hope one of those bands doesn't sit over my house like it did earlier this winter when I got I got 7 inches of snow and nobody around us got anything.
And let me tell you, that's not totally out of the question. So keep that in the back of your mind. I can't wait to hear on Monday what happened there.
Yeah. Now, I watched a movie last night.
Okay.
And it was good, and I didn't know if I'd like it or not. I like the Transformers series, okay? I think they got a little out of whack at the end. But the movie Bumblebee, which is a prequel, which gives you the origins of how Bumblebee came to Earth.
Okay.
It was a good movie. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
I've seen that on Fire Stick, and I was tempted to put it on. I said, I don't know.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch, yes.
Okay.
It's fun to watch. It really is. So I watched that. And then, of course, I let Pat know about the Godzilla movie, which is coming out, by the way, it's going to have Mothra in it. It's going to have all the big Godzilla enemies in this movie when it comes out.
Oh.
It's not
produced in Japan, is it?
No, no. This is by the same people that made the last Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to have all the big ones that we've come to know and love as Godzilla fans. To watch, it's going to be like the greatest hits of Godzilla, all in one movie.
I bet you can't wait for this, huh?
Oh, I really can't. It's because I love that. And now I think I think it's good. It's coming out on the. In 2020.
You have a long time off.
Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah are going to be in it.
I never heard of King Ghidorah.
Oh, yeah. You see it. You'll see it. But Mothra.
And Rodan. That's a stupid turtle.
Rodan was
that turtle?
Big, no.
And Rodan is
the big
is Mothra the turtle?
Yeah. And Rodan is the thing
and
that.
And is the flying bird.
Yeah.
So
that's what's coming for Godzilla. All right, pal, I want you to have a good weekend.
I want you to do the same. Of course, if there's any changes, I will let you know immediately.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.